This is the Au Pairs in Australia podcast, and I'm your podcast host, Fiona. I am also a host mum of Au Pairs in Perth, Western Australia, and I would like to acknowledge the past and present custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Noongar people. I have created this podcast to share experiences and advice about hosting an au pair or becoming an au pair in Australia. Whether you are a past, present, or future host family or au pair, I hope you enjoy this podcast. Welcome back to the Au Pairs in Australia podcast. I hope that you enjoyed the first episode, and if you haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, maybe consider doing so after this episode. Today, I'm excited to welcome the first guest to the Au Pairs in Australia podcast. It seems fitting that the first guest is the current au pair with our family. Frieda is 18 years old and from Germany. She commenced her placement with our family in August and is staying with us for 6 months. Frieda has been very supportive of my idea to create this podcast, which I am particularly grateful for. So welcome, Frieda, and thank you for agreeing to be my first guest.
Hi, Fiona. It's great to be here, and thanks for inviting me to be the first guest on the Au Pairs in Australia podcast.
Let's get started. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to become an au pair in Australia?
So I just finished German high school in June, and I've always wanted to go abroad afterwards also because I don't really know what I'm going to do regarding my career path. And I just love spending time with kids, so that seemed like the right combination. You get to know a new culture, connect with new people, you also learn the language all while traveling and exploring a new country.
Sounds like a pretty good option. Now I know the answer to this, but could you tell us about your host family and where they're located?
My host family consists of three kids, two boys of the age of 5 and 8 and a 6-year-old girl, my host then, and of course you. And I won't forget our dog called Cruz. We are located in a suburb of Perth, nearly 40 minutes from the city, which is pretty cool because you have the city not too far away. The beach is nearby, but also kangaroos in the garden.
So how did you find your host family and what was the process like?
I found my host family through an agency. I just had to fill in an application where you answer some questions, upload some documents, for example, proof of you having some childcare experience. You also upload some pictures of you with your family, some friends, and of course the kids. And after that, I had an interview with someone from the agency, and soon host families were able to see my profile and reach out to me. Then I just had some interviews and finally met with my host family. After that, I had to prepare some things for my departure, and as it was time to fly to Australia, I flew to Sydney for my orientation days and from there out to Perth.
Excellent. So you mentioned about preparing some things. So what are the things that you prepared for your au pair placement before you left Germany?
I especially had to prepare some documents, such as my passport. I needed an international driver's license, needed to apply for my work and holiday visa, and also needed some financial proof, like a bank statement or something, so that they are able to see that I could fly back home if needed. Other things I prepared was stuff with my insurances. Also, two weeks before my departure, I needed to apply for my Australian bank account. For the first few days, I got myself some cash, even though I was able to pay with my Visa card everywhere. And then finally, I just thought about what I would need to pack and what I could give to my host family as presents.
Can you tell us about the first days with your host family?
My host mom picked me up from the airport, and as we arrived home, I got to meet the youngest, who was a bit shy at first. Then I was shown the house and my room, where I got some time to unpack my things and have a little rest. And shortly after that, the rest of her family arrived, and I was warmly welcomed. The first weekend, we just spent time to get to know each other better, and I really felt like I connected to the kids within the first 24 hours. And as the week started, I first worked with my host dad. He showed me how everything works, their normal routine and my schedule. Also, as driving the kids to school is a part of my job, my host dad took me on a few drives to get comfortable driving on the left side of the road.
So how did you find driving on the other side of the road?
Oh, I think it was really weird at first, but you just get used to it.
Is there anything that you wish you had or hadn't packed for your time in Australia? And is there something that you're really glad that you did pack?
I'm actually really happy with what I packed. I'd rather just have not too much, as you can buy everything else here. Something I'm really glad I packed would be my jacket, like a leather jacket that I can casually wear with a jumper underneath, but that I can also dress up when I'm going out.
Can you tell us about a normal day in the life of an au pair with your host family?
Normally, I get up around 7 and the kids eat breakfast. Afterwards, we just get ready for school. That means getting them dressed in their school uniforms and through the bathroom. Then we drive to school. It starts around 8:30. And when I get back, there's just some chores waiting for me, like doing the laundry or vacuuming. And after that's done, I've got some free time where I can just meet a friend for a coffee or go and visit the beach. I'm picking up the kids from school at around 3 p.m. Sometimes I take them to their activities. Otherwise, we just drive back home and then we eat something, get changed into normal clothes and have fun, like playing sports in the garden, a game of memory, or just doing some crafts. My work day ends at around 5:30, where I, of course, have to say that as an au pair, you will most likely still play with them afterwards if you don't have any other plans. Twice a week, I'm also cooking, so maybe that's on the plan for the day too.
How have you gone about making friends in Australia, and what are some of the adventures that you've had so far?
I'd say it's not too difficult to meet new people, as so many people are in the same situation as you. It's just sometimes hard to find some like-minded people that you really want to see again. Luckily, my host mom found some other au pairs in my area via Facebook. Otherwise, I just used Bumble, BFF, or went to group meetups to get to know some new people. Mostly, we just spend time exploring the area or also just to relax at the beach. And if I need to think of an adventure, it's probably staying up all night to see the sunrise, which was not as good as we hoped for, but it was still a really good experience. Something else would probably be holding a koala. That was pretty cool too.
What is your favorite place that you have visited so far?
A few weeks ago, my host family took me on a camping trip down to Albany with them, and there I've seen the nicest beach I've ever seen in my life. And if I had to think of a place here in the area, I'd probably say Fremantle and the Fremantle Market.
Can you tell us what your impression of Australia is so far?
Of course, it's really good. One of the first things I've noticed is the difference in the mentality of the people. People here are so open, friendly, and communicative, even though sometimes it's hard to understand them because of them using so much slang. Something else I've noticed is the food. It's really, really good. And of course, the beautiful landscapes and animals. It's quite incredible what I've seen so far.
Can you tell us what your plans are for after your au pair placement, both in Australia and once you return home?
Afterwards, I plan on traveling the East Coast. I really want to take my time and maybe work a bit along the way. And on my way back, I'm going to make a stop in Singapore for 2.5 weeks. And then I'll fly back home, but I really don't know what I'm going to do. Hopefully, I will know by the time I arrive home.
You've got a little bit of time to think about it. What advice do you have for future au pairs in Australia?
Something that probably everyone says is listen to your gut. And I'd also say enjoy every moment because time flies by so fast.
Thanks, Frida, for joining me as the first guest on the Au Pairs in Australia podcast. I am sure those listening will have enjoyed hearing about your experience. And of course, I hope that you continue to enjoy your au pair placement and the travel adventures that you have ahead of you. For those listening to the podcast, I hope you've enjoyed this episode and particularly enjoyed hearing from the first guest on the Au Pairs in Australia podcast. If you have enjoyed this episode, it would mean a lot to me if you could share it with your friends and family, subscribe for future episodes, and maybe even write a review on the podcast platform you're listening to. I would also love to hear any feedback that you might have on this episode or suggestions for content in future episodes. So please reach out via the Instagram account, Au Pairs in Australia Podcast, with any feedback. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next time.